So the theme tonight, John, is crossing the Rubicon. What does that mean to you?
Well, it's all about making great decisions. It comes from, like, the decision of Caesar when he decided to cross Rubicon in defiance of the Roman Republic.
Welcome to the GIST podcast. My name is Josh Marsh, and I'm here with Katrina Wesencraft. This episode, we'll be discussing our reaction to the TEDx University of Glasgow's launch event. TED has a history of exploring meaningful questions within technology, entertainment, and design. The GIST was given the opportunity to attend this year's launch party, where the theme was crossing the Rubicon. We arrived, mics in hand, intent on figuring exactly what that means.
As John explained, the obvious answer to Josh's question is that crossing the Rubicon is an idiom which refers to passing a point of no return. We wanted to dig deeper.
Well, if we're talking about history, we think Caesar created the Roman Empire by creating events that changed the system of governments, even though, in a way, it was already set in motion to change events. He instigated that.
So it's kind of like disrupting the status quo.
Yes, that's a good way of putting it, yeah.
We actually played with a few different ideas before this, like pivotal point and success, but we actually settled on crossing the Rubicon because I think that it is a year in Scotland and in all over the world. It's a very important year. It's almost as important as Caesar crossing the Rubicon, like the Scottish referendum. That's a very huge turning point.
Well, I mean, crossing the Rubicon, you cross the Rubicon all the time. I think we have a difficult perception as we individualize events and see everything as a separate, and we say, I crossed the Rubicon then, or we crossed the Rubicon when this happens. Well, you're always crossing the Rubicon. The boundary's always changing. It's always now. You're never in any other time period other than right now, so, you know, work on right now. You're always crossing the Rubicon. You know, it sounds a bit cheesy and a bit cliche, but, you know, it's a cliche for a reason. You know, it's happening right now. That's how I'd say it.
I guess it's one of these things of going too far and being able to deal with the ramifications of that action and being able to continue if that is the only option that you have.
The core of any TEDx event is its speakers, and we were keen to hear what they thought on the subject. The TEDx team was more than happy to help us track down each one for an interview.
So this is Josh Marsh, and I'm here at the TEDx Crossing the Rubicon for University of Glasgow, the launch party, and I'm here with Cameron, one of the speakers. So Cameron, can you tell me a little bit about what you do?
So basically, I'm involved with expeditions going to places like the Himalayas in Greenland, where climate change is really acting most strongly. I went to the Himalayas first with British Exploring when I was 18, and now, most recently at 19, I've gone to Greenland on an expedition I've organized myself to research climate change on my own and create a document that I can show people about climate change. So it's been quite a long journey, initially going away with a company, British Exploring, to the Himalayas, and I was kind of led by the hand there to kind of show how expeditions work, and kind of I got an insight there at first, but I didn't really know what to do with it until now, when I can compare it to Greenland to see how they work and try and get people involved with climate change in general.
Very cool. So you said that you're trying to make a document that people can look at about climate. Why is that important?
I think for the public, something that they can go to that can connect with them on a kind of artistic level is really important to make the change that we all need to about climate change. I think it's a really personal decision. And when I was thinking about how to communicate this, things that I act on personally is art and music. So if there is a document, whether it's a film, whether it's a piece of music, whether it's a kind of public submitted database of climate change interpretations, I think that's something that can really inspire the action that we need in partnership with the science. Because science is great, but I think one limitation it has is that it can't really connect with people as deeply as music and things can. So
it's like on the emotional level, essentially.
Yes. I think the kind of best phrase word would be to create an emotive response from our work. So that's what we've been trying to do with the Greenland things. We've released a short film about it. I've recorded a soundtrack to it and things. So yeah, that's the aim, and to partner it, of course, with the science that we've done, like the time-lapse photography and things, to try and create a really rounded document that people can engage with.
Very cool. So how is this all, because it sounds like you talked about a few videos and like a time-lapse. How does it all relate together to be one document?
Well, I don't think there's one like particular thing you can go to. The most coherent way of tying it together so far has been the film Greenland 360 Youth Expedition that I've recently edited over Christmas from the expedition, which is on YouTube. That kind of presents the science, it presents our stories telling of the expedition, and it presents the art and music. So that's one thing. And I also have a website that I've set up for this called changingplanet.co.uk, which is a kind of database of all of the resources so far. But what we're hoping to do in future is create an organization called Explorer Stories that will engage with education systems where people can submit their own interpretations. And hopefully, you know, you have so many resources, a website seems the most feasible way of bringing it all together. But I think back in the trip now, we're, myself and some other people I'm working with, we're in the early stages of trying to make a bigger document out of it. But so far, it's changingplanet.co.uk is a website which houses for several films and pieces of music that relate to this.
So that was changingplanet.co.uk. So the last question that I have is that the theme here is crossing the Rubicon. What exactly does that mean to you?
Well, I think it's about taking a leap of faith and just kind of committing to something, as Julius Caesar did. And, you know, for us, it was funny. I was thinking about, you know, ways to draw the link between my stuff, and then it hit me that it was something I'd known along with the expedition to Greenland and trying to kind of get these issues across to people. That the hardest thing to do is to get it off the ground in the first place. The Himalayas is okay. It was with the British Exploring, as I said. That was an organization you fundraise for it, which is hard, but they kind of take you along the steps. But with Greenland, we had to kind of make a commitment. We just had to kind of take our own leap of faith, whether it's, you know, crossing the Rubicon or just taking on the organization of a trip, because as soon as you start, you tell people you're doing it. People have, like, put faith in you and they want to see it. So I think the leap of faith for us was just, you know, starting the project of getting to Greenland, and now it has paid off because we have these resources and these insights from it that we can share with people, and I think that's the most rewarding thing. So, you know, I think for, yeah, as you say, crossing the Rubicon for me is just taking that leap of faith, past the point of no return, and just committing and just following an idea to the last possible way. I mean, it doesn't end after the expedition, it ends, you know, it will never end. It's just following the idea as far as we can, and for me, I think that's what it means.
Fantastic, man, fantastic. Is there anything you want to say before we end the interview?
It's just so nice to be able to be here and to share it. But one of the things that struck me most on from the travels and adventures that I've had is that climate change is impacting people differently. Like in the Greenland, it's people have a very positive response of it through tourism and through farming. But in the Himalayas, there's incredible water shortages. It's a global issue and we need to give out a global response. But before we can do that, we need to get everyone to the same level. So I think through, you know, submitting our own artistic interpretations and using art as a way to engage people with it, we can create that global force of shared understanding that can combat the issue.
Fantastic, man. I love what you do, and I hope you keep doing it, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your night.
Cameron's idea of crossing the Rubicon has been shaped by his experience undertaking a major project. We have all had to make major life decisions. The planning, the strategizing, that's a fairly comfortable place to be in, but eventually you have to commit to a course of action, and that's the point at which you have crossed the Rubicon, when there's no turning back.
Hi, this is Katrina, and I'm at the TEDx at Glasgow University launch party.
Hi, my name is Sharon, otherwise known as Shazza.
I really enjoyed your talk this evening. How did you find it?
I found it to go quite well. I was a little bit nervous, but I think I managed to deliver a good speech by the end of it.
I definitely agree with that. So your theme was failure. Was there perhaps a personal failure which inspired your talk this evening?
Yes, it was a personal failure, and I used myself as an example during my talk. I just feel like it's something that's just not spoken about, because I think what's opposite of failure, you could equally say that success. But success definitely gets a lot more recognition and a lot more mention than failure does, and I just feel like for the generations growing up, and my generation as well, I think it should be acceptable to fail. The thing that matters is that you gave your best.
Your talk definitely spoke to me on a personal level, as I feel like maybe sometimes I don't put myself out there as much as I should for fear of failure, and I really feel that your talk explained that that's not necessarily a bad thing. You also talked about your family a lot. Do you find that they're a source of support during times such as these?
Yes, definitely. My family are my backbone. They are the basis of who I am. And yes, I use them as an example because it's original. I was able to speak about something that I truly, truly, truly knew. I mean, you hear stories all the time, so-and-so did this, so-and-so did that. But for me, giving a TEDx talk, I want it to be personal and I want it to be real.
What advice would you give to people facing a failure?
My advice would be embrace it. Encourage yourself, encourage other people, adapt if whatever you're doing is not working, try something new, that could always work, and keep moving forward.
And tonight's theme was crossing the Rubicon. What does crossing the Rubicon mean to you?
Crossing the Rubicon is an idiom for the point of no return. and what that meant for me. If you watch my talk, and I spoke about my own personal failures in life, it did not define me. I kept pushing forward. I pressed through that hard time, and I find myself here. And it's the point of no return, because I'm never going to go back to that. I'll fail again, but I'll never go back to the mentality that I had, that failure is the be all and end all. I'm going to have that mentality that I'm going to keep moving forward, and as I keep moving forward, I'll bring more successes into my life.
Thanks very much for talking to us. Sharon's focus was on personal growth. Failure is a learning experience, and the theme of crossing the Rubicon invokes a realization that each of us must cross boundaries within ourselves. Failure can throw us into a sort of liminal area where we are forced to re-examine our core values and our way of interacting with the world. This transitional zone can be uncomfortable, yet it is a natural part of life and as such should be embraced.
This year's theme has a lot of potential to inspire some really thought-provoking talks. While the launch event was insightful, it feels as though we've only scratched the surface.
I'm certainly looking forward to the main event. Hopefully, we will be able to delve even deeper and explore crossing the Rubicon through a multitude of new perspectives.
Thanks for joining us. If you have any questions or want to get involved with the podcast, you can email us at podcasts@thegists.org. That's podcasts@the-capslock.org. Tune in next time.